up in a collision. An umpire and a player. Umpire Pennell, I think it is down. And he looks as though he might be out.
He's concussed.
He is not moving. It might be umpire.
Oh, Hosking. The crowd are roaring. They're applauding. Come on, boys.
He is not moving. He is out like a light.
Yeah, we hope he's okay. We're watching on the No Wicket Carbone replay. Nick Melcheski was looking the other way, looking for a matchup, an opponent. Did not even see the umpire there. Just a nasty head clash.
Fair W football on the weekend. By the way, Fair W football back this Friday night from the Cattery from 6. So big Friday night game down there, Geelong and North Melbourne. That was a little piece of the Troy Pennell commentary from when he was knocked out on Friday night. And he joins us on the line right now. Troy, welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. More importantly, how are you? And do you remember it?
I didn't recall any... the incident to start with or anything that happened before that on the night, only through the analysis of the game, watching it back, did I recall anything watching that back, so that was it for me.
Hey, Troy, it didn't look too hard a hit, so you just get hit in the wrong spot there at the back of the head?
Yeah, that's right. Clearly wrong spot, wrong time, and out like a light from then on.
And what's the go for you? Like, obviously, players, if they go off like that, they can't play for at least a minimum a week. What's the process for you now?
Yeah, well, I was to do the Port Adelaide Auckland game on Saturday night in Adelaide, but I'm out this week now, so hopefully I'll be right to come in the following round.
So why do they do that, Troy? Because in a player situation, they're worried about getting another knock, but surely with the umpires, you wouldn't be all that concerned about getting another knock, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, probably not concerned over the knock issue, obviously. Saturday, I wasn't great on Saturday and still a bit scratchy yesterday. So I spoke to Hayden and Wayne yesterday afternoon and they said just to take the pressure off me personally that they'd make the decision, obviously, last night because they had the selection meeting then, which is fair enough. So that way, especially with the buys at the moment, guys have got weekends off and know when they're in and out in advance, so
yeah.
It was probably good of them to sort of be a bit proactive around me and let other guys know where they are at in terms of their buy round. So obviously not just that, but obviously the health and safety around me, and obviously if you're 5 to 6% off, it doesn't matter what game you're umpiring or playing in, if you're that far off, certainly issues around performance can happen. Not to say that they will, but
no.
Something may happen.
Troy, could I ask you about the booing you received by the Essendon supporters, for one, and also what did you make of the audio, Channel 7 taking the audio of your incident and how you're feeling and all those type of things afterwards?
I haven't heard the audio. I've obviously been relayed that to me via other people. I don't have an issue with it.
If you haven't heard it, let's play it back to you. Here's what went to air on Channel 7 as they had your situation live to air. So you were in a bit of trouble at that stage, Troy.
I was told I was vomiting. I obviously don't remember that. In terms of, obviously, the paraphernalia around the microphones for us, I'm not sure who's in control of the feed.
But you're okay with that going to air? You didn't mind that?
Oh, no, it's no issue for me at all, Dwayne. Mm. No.
And I presume you get injury payments this week, even though you're missing, do you?
Yeah, we certainly do.
And the booing, Troy?
I didn't hear it, obviously, because of the incident. I don't really have an issue with the booing. We get booed every week. I think we're strong enough to look after ourselves. And I think at the moment, I mean, it's still part of the game.
It's bad taste, Troy.
No doubt on that. But we're still trying to certainly change the culture around umpiring and we'll continue to try and develop and assist people outside the game in relation to that.